next on the 5 o'clock report.
COVID is bad for humans, it's bad for our health, but it's also bad for business.
42 years of questions.
Adding Ohio to a growing list of states that are seeking to protect those infants.
That is such good news.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. Gearing up for the after Christmas COVID surge.
We have the power of science and vaccines that prevent illness and save lives. Prepare for the rising number of cases. Experts tell us we can expect in the weeks ahead.
President Biden hosting a conference call with governors across the nation today.
There is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
Mr. Biden says his administration is focused on creating at-home COVID tests.
We went from no over-the-counter tests in January to 46 million in October, 100 million in November, and almost 200 million in December. But it's not enough.
He says more support is on the way for states as the virus surges, prompting health facility capacity concerns. Meantime, analyst Henry Hardavallette says airlines have canceled thousands of flights this holiday weekend due to COVID-linked staffing shortages.
Omicron is the Grinch that stole Christmas from airline passengers. Airlines can't operate flights without the required number of pilots and flight attendants. Safety comes first.
These travelers tell Fox News,
had a great time with your family. You know, you're not here for very long, so it's a good time always. And then you come here and have to deal with a whole bunch of stress. That's not fun.
I just want to get home. I want to sit in my bed.
Today marks the fourth day of flight cancellations across the nation.
Two airlines that saw the most cancellations, Delta and United, both are pointing to the spread of Omicron as part of the reason why they had to cancel these flights.
The holiday travel nightmare started Christmas Eve. A winter storm is also now slamming the West Coast with snow and rain warnings from Seattle to San Diego. Private sector workers in New York City are now required to show proof of at least one COVID shot.
COVID is bad for humans, it's bad for our health, but it's also bad for business.
Most of the responsibility falls to employers to keep records and decide on exemptions. Fines start at $1,000, but de Blasio hopes they won't be needed.
If the inspectors go and the business says, I absolutely positively refuse, of course they're going to get a fine. But that's not what we typically find. Overwhelmingly, we find businesses that are ready to comply.
Mayor-elect Eric Adams takes office on New Year's Day. He has hinted he might make changes, noting small businesses could face more challenges than big corporations. De Blasio says it's important to have a level playing field.
That's correspondent Steve Burns. Desmond Tutu has died at age 90. NBC's Chris Clackham looks back.
Free at last.
Bishop Desmond Tutu was recognized by the world for his lifelong fight against apartheid in South Africa, for which in 1984 he received the highest honor, the Nobel Peace Prize.
The Archbishop's family doctor said in a statement that Tutu died peacefully in Cape Town Sunday morning. In 2009, President Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Meanwhile, a lawyer who argued the landmark abortion rights case, Roe v. Wade, before the Supreme Court, has also died. More from Mark Mayfield.
Sarah Weddington was 76 years old. She was just 26 when she argued the case that's ruling ended up legalizing abortion nationwide. She also served in the Texas State House, served as an advisor on women's issues to former President Jimmy Carter.
Meanwhile, Ohio has a new law that requires doctors try to save babies that survive an abortion attempt.
Republican Governor Mike DeWine has signed the measure, adding Ohio to a growing list of states that are seeking to protect those infants who are somehow born alive. Ohio Right to Life says every child deserves to be treated with compassion and dignity, no matter what the circumstances of his or her birth.
Rich Thomason reporting. Still to come this Monday, remembering a hero hailing from PA, trimming quarantine time in New York, and experiencing the redemptive love of God.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Some messy weather today, some residual pesky precip this evening, and plenty of clouds, but a moderation in the temperature. The call for tonight, still a little wintry mix in some parts of central New York, northeast Pennsylvania. Watch for slick travel. Otherwise, cloudy tonight, an evening shower, a little drizzle, and temperatures steady or slowly rising. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, some late-day rain and snow in far western New York and northwest Pennsylvania. High temperatures near 40. And then any mix turns to rain showers on Wednesday with high temperatures in the 40s.
Now for more, what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, a military hero is being remembered. The first commanding officer of the Navy's storied SEAL Team 6 died on Christmas at the age of 81. Richard Marcinko's son confirmed his passing in a tweet that read in part, "His legacy will live forever." In addition to being the first SEAL Team 6 commander, Marcinko also helped to found Red Cell, another top military counterterrorism unit. The Pennsylvania native headed up SEAL Team 6 from 1980 to 1983. Late last week, New York announced trimming the quarantine rules for essential workers down from 10 days.
We allow people to return to work after 5 days of isolation without testing. Testing's not required, and this is consistent with the Centers for Disease Control guidance.
Acting Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett speaking on the change today.
This is not about sending people back to work who are sick. Having symptoms is probably your best test. People who are sick in all times should not be at work. And in these times in particular, people who are sick should not go to work.
Bassett says employees may return to work after 5 days if they are fully vaccinated, show no symptoms, and wear a mask as mandated indoors. Lock Haven University has received a positive report by the Middle States Commission on Higher Education in the steps to regaining accreditation. The agency team found that Lock Haven has met each of the 7 standards for reaccreditation and 15 requirements of affiliation. The team chair also reportedly stated that, quote, LHU is truly a caring, student-centered community. Lock Haven has been granted accreditation by the MSCHE Commission for the past 72 years. Next at 5, we hear from Robin Dykstra. She's now an author and speaker, but tells us she's traveled some winding roads on her life journey.
I did not reconcile my differences with Jesus until I was a young adult. So I had plenty of time to make some pretty big messes. I used to be a Playboy bunny and a club dancer. I did all the stuff. And then I became a good Jesus girl, sold out follower. And after my life got turned around and on the right track, I was widowed twice in 4 years, once at 40 and once at 44. So, woo! That was a lot, but I am thrilled to tell you that now at 65, I am a card-carrying Medicare person. Oh my goodness, I don't know how that happened. But anyway, now I am in full-time ministry as a conference speaker and author, using my story to tell Jesus' story of redemption, of fresh starts, and making disciples.
Wow, absolutely wonderful. You know, I have a friend who often says you were out collecting your testimony so that you could share that with others. And let's face it, we don't know what road God's got us on. Obviously, he wants us to know him and walk with him intimately. So what drew you to be a part of the whole Playboy entourage?
I just finished my first year in college. And I needed a summer job. And I saw this ad in the newspaper for Playboy bunnies, and it says no experience necessary, which was real handy because I didn't know how to do anything, but I was really cute. So I thought, this is a great place for me to earn some money and figure out what I want to do with the rest of my life. And looking back, I was just looking for a way to feel as good on the inside as I looked on the outside. And I thought, maybe being a Playboy bunny would do that for me.
And how did that feel after you had done that for a while?
I didn't grow up in a home that talked about God. We didn't have any filter. We didn't have any reference point for God, higher beings, superior beings. We didn't talk about that. And so I was just trying to do the next responsible thing. I grew up in a home where everybody had the same right to publish their views. So I really didn't even think of it as bad. It wasn't until, you know, looking back, I wouldn't suggest that life for anyone.
But that was normal
for you
at the time.
Yeah, it was normal for me. It was. Yeah. It was real normal for me at the time. You know, when you look back, people often ask me, gosh, would you do that again? And I just think that's such a tricky question, because when a girl like me discovers the one true God and that there's a Father in heaven who loves them so much that he sent his son Jesus And Jesus sees the hell on earth that I am living in and creating on my own. And he throws himself in front of me and says, no, 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 this one I've got, I'm claiming her. And when you come to the discovery that he died for me, even though I didn't have any regard for him, when a girl like me who is looking for love in all the wrong places discovers a God who loves her so much that he's willing to actually die for her, that is such good news. It is so compelling that I couldn't say yes fast enough. If I hadn't had that background, I don't know that I would have had the understanding of what a huge gift that was to me.
Yeah, you make an excellent point. Just a reminder, no matter what you look like or how you perform, like how well you succeed at what you do, whether it's your job or school or whatever, he loves us unconditionally.
Yeah. When I talk at retreats and conferences, I always land on that point because we need to remember what that feels like, that God loves us as is, that there's nothing that we could do that would make him stop loving us or to love us more, and really just sit in that for a hot minute to remember and not take that for granted.
Remembering God's Love. That's author and speaker Robin Dykstra. You can catch up on each news feature by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks trading higher for the second consecutive session in a thin trading day as investors are preparing for a possible year-end rally and shaking off increasing coronavirus concerns. The S&P 500 hitting its 69th day this year that it reached all-time highs. Crude oil today climbing to over $75 per barrel. The Dow is up 352 points, the NASDAQ gaining 218, and the S&P 500 adding 65. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
The week between Christmas and New Year's is a great time to look back and to look ahead. Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. How did you do financially in 2021? Great? Not so good? Don't ask? Well, if things didn't go so well, what changes can you make for next year that might make things go better? Let me suggest this. If you don't have a budget, a spending plan, you need one. Why? Because a plan will help you make the most of what you have. You plan your spending as much as possible ahead of time, and then you execute your plan. You'll be surprised at how having a plan and following it takes a lot of the stress out of life, and it should make for a much happier new year. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store or learn more at moneywise.org.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Some messy weather today, some residual pesky precip this evening, and plenty of clouds, but a moderation in the temperature. The call for tonight, still a little wintry mix in some parts of central New York, northeast Pennsylvania. Watch for slick travel. Otherwise, cloudy tonight, an evening shower, a little drizzle, and temperature steady or slowly rising. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, some late-day rain and snow in far western New York and northwest Pennsylvania. High temperatures near 40. And then any mix turns to rain showers on Wednesday with high temperatures in the 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, after more than 4 decades, a mama and her daughter have been reunited. Nancy Womack tells NBC's Today Show,
I don't remember having her. I don't remember them wheeling me into the delivery room.
Every year since, Nancy would bake a cake to mark the birthday of the daughter that was put up for adoption. In South Africa, young Melanie grew up as the child of missionaries.
They said it was important for my biological mother that I go into a good Christian home. I always had a lot of questions about her.
After a DNA match, Melanie sent a message to Nancy's sister looking for information.
I was born in June of 1979. My adoption was closed, but I think my mother's birth name was Nancy.
The two connected on Facebook before sharing their first embrace this year.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here.
42 years of questions. It feels like coming home.
And she's just what I thought she would be.
She's beautiful. She's smart.
Mom and daughter are now making up for lost time. And that's the world we live in this 27th of December. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.